from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I mean, there are some other non-rookie quarterbacks that I thought, like, Sam Hartman for the Commanders. Now, again, he's auditioning for someone else at this point because that position is locked up. But the Notre Dame guy, I actually thought he showed some things. Like, I was impressed.
Is he going to be their backup? I'm assuming so.
And it's Mariota, who I think is toast.
Oh, no. So Hartman will be three. He'll carry Mariota.
He's in a battle with Driscoll. I think Hartman.
I got you.
The Colts played five quarterbacks yesterday.
Well, you're only going to take three.
Five? I mean, how the hell do you have five guys out there? Yeah. Anthony Richardson played two drives, did not look good at all. Man, he looked bad.
Just be careful.
Then you bring in Flacco. Then you bring in Ellinger. Then you bring in Keaton Slovis. Then you bring in Jason Bean. Them folks have five QBs, bro. And not one of them was good. That's amazing, at least yesterday.
The guy in the most trouble is Drake May.
Yeah, so.
Who was not good.
They only.
That was Thursday night?
Yeah, they gave him, three throws. One of them was a screen to Antonio Gibson. They say he's apparently going to get a lot more run this week. We'll see. He looked good in practice today, from what I gather. But he needs to show it in a game, and it's time. So we shall see. I thought around the league, I thought Clayton Tune looked really good for the Cardinals. I know Kyler Murray, again, has that starting spot locked up, but I was impressed with his drives there in the second half. Obviously, this doesn't matter because a lot of these guys are just playing for backup spots. But those were my big takes, from the weekend.
Well, if Hollywood Brown's hurt for an extensive amount of time, that could be a blow for a Chiefs team that's looking for better receiver play this year.
Mm-hmm.
If he's gone for any extended amount of time, I'm not sure. I haven't seen what the outlook is, but that they're questioning Andy Reid today about playing the starters, particularly in their situation where you're trying to you're trying to go win three in a row, about playing their stars and Hollywood Brown goes down.
Right.
Remember they brought him over. Arizona? I think it was. It wasn't the Ravens before. It was team in between. It's Arizona. Brought him over, and we're expecting him to add to. Got Xavier Worthy in the draft, looking for better receiver play.
Yeah, I mean, and plus.
And then who's the guy that's in all the trouble? But Rashee they like Rice. A lot. Rashee Rice, yeah. They like a lot. So
yeah.
But he's, his future.
No, they can't really afford to push these guys much next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So we'll see how much time the starters get the rest of the way. But yeah, I would be very careful about that. But those are the big takeaways. I mean, there were some starters that played. Joe Burrow played. Josh Allen played. Some looked better than others. Josh Allen got pulled mid-drive against y'all.
That's right. Because
they said a quarter and no more.
McDermott didn't like him out there running around.
Will Levis led the Titans on a touchdown drive. Trevor Lawrence led the Jaguars on a touchdown drive. You know who I thought looked bad yesterday?
I thought the Titans looked different. We were telling that at your house, you and Bennett, as we watched that game.
Yeah.
It is different. It's more pass-centric.
It is.
You're used to a run-first offense, and it's not going to be that anymore. So it'll be a change just in terms of your viewing of that offense.
Yeah.
Whether Levis is good or not.
I agree with that. The guy who I thought, really struggled yesterday and had every opportunity in the world, are we watching the same game, was Trey Lance.
I didn't even see Rams.
Yeah, so, I mean, his, you see, like Mike McCarthy said today, that he lacked the pride. I'm pretty sure Mike McCarthy was drinking in the second half. I don't know if anybody watched that game yesterday, but like he was like flipping a coin on fourth down in the second half. He was like, all right, fourth and three, we kick a field goal. Fourth and six, we go for it. You know,
yeah, who cares? It's a preseason
65-yard attempt, let's kick it. You know, I mean, it's just like, bro, you're not allowed to drink on the job. You're not allowed to do that. But apparently Jerry Jones is just throwing caution to the wind at this point. He doesn't want to pay CD. The coach is drinking on the sideline. But I was not impressed with Trey. Like, you know what you're going to get from the rushing standpoint, obviously. But I just didn't think he looked very accurate. I don't think he looked very decisive. And he's going to get, you know, a ton of time, obviously, you know, throughout the preseason. But I just didn't come away with this feeling like, oh, man, you know, here he comes. I just didn't see it at all.
Steve Smith, man, the guy just has not played enough football.
Yeah.
So you don't really know.
Right.
You know, going to college, you know, all the way up to the time with the Niners, short ends up being a short time. And when you're going to play, you're not going to play this season behind Dak.
Exactly.
So it's like, when's he going to get developed? If there's anything there.
Agreed.
There just hasn't been, who knows. But if I just can't. You're in a position where you're ready to reset after Dak and move on and see if this guy's it? Because I just haven't seen enough to have any belief or confidence in that.
Exactly.
Trey Lance is the future of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so that's the big takeaways from week one. Week two of the preseason starts, what is it, Thursday. Thursday night again. It'll be Eagles and the Patriots on NFL Network. Maybe you get to see a little Drake May. Maybe you get to see a little Joe Milton.
Drake, a lot of pressure on him, man.
Money Milton.
When Joe Milton's looking better than you.
Yeah.
And you already got Jacoby in front of you.
Yep.
So where is there to go? Nowhere but down, really.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I guess with the, like you said, he'll get increased snaps. There's nowhere to go but up because he was average.
No question.
They didn't give him any time, though.
No. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here in the rundown, including a Memphis native fought over the week in a second UFC fight. How do you do? We'll talk about that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First Story.
All right, so we did have a little bit of Memphis flavor, Jason, on Saturday night. You and Bennett came over to the house, and appreciate you guys doing that, by the way. we had a little reunion there of the 2018-19 Jason and John show. But we had a good time, and we were doing it in hopes of watching our man Danny Barlow with the UFC get his second UFC victory against Nikolai Veritnikov was the goal. And again, this is his second UFC fight. Danny Barlow, Memphis native, he did fight I guess it was February against Josh Kinlan, and he knocked him out, had a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
Now a couple things about Danny Barlow here in this one. He missed weight coming in. So he didn't make, I think it was like maybe a pound or so over. And so that was definitely not ideal. But so that was hanging over it. And then again, it was a replacement fight. Veritnikov was a replacement fight for Euros Medic, who dropped out. So you had all that going. Anyway, Danny Barlow won the fight. He won the fight via split decision. And, you know, for some, not ideal, because when you're in situations like this, you know, you want to dazzle. You want to knock the guy out. Now, Danny Barlow said after the fight, you can't knock everybody out. And that is true. That is true. You cannot knock everybody out. But it kind of felt like watching the fight, he was a little skittish. He was a little, you know, maybe strategically not aggressive. You know, he just really didn't, like, you compare the first fight to this fight, mm-hmm. There was never that flurry, there was never that, like, oh, I have to, like, it just felt like, all right, I need to survive, as opposed to, I need to make a stamp. Again, just from me watching it. But he did win the fight. Veritnikov was never really much of a threat in that one, although I guess it did get kind of interesting at the end. But Danny Barlow
was not
on.
Split decision?
It was a split decision. It sure was. So
he could have lost.
He could have lost.
He left it up to the judges.
He did.
It was that close.
It was.
I talked to some people at that fight the other night, and they said they thought he lost.
I know, he got lucky to win the fight.
Some people watching that fight who are MMA experts thought it was not right. But and I say that as a fan, by the way.
Right.
You know, like, I want Barlow to win. But
that sentiment that you said is the same thing. We were all watching it. We thought, this is not the Danny Barlow that we know.
This was fight people saying this, by the way. Yeah.
And if you went out on Twitter or X or whatever you call it these days, all the experts were saying, this is not Danny Barlow. He's not being aggressive. This is not the guy that we're used to. And so it wasn't just a feel. That's what everybody was saying in terms of watching this guy.
Okay. You guys got the same vibe watching it live?
He could have lost the fight, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just add on to what John said. We were watching the same time. It looked like, I didn't know whether he was favoring the broken arm. Remember, this is first fight since you broke your arm in a fight. And being ready to let that go again is as much a mental hurdle as it is a physical hurdle. So that maybe that's why he's not letting the hands go as much. And I also point out to John, too, that night, remember, there's more at risk now than your first UFC fight, where you're getting a chance to kind of, you know, you're painting a blank canvas in your first fight. Folks don't know. This is since the Contender Series. You're in your first one. We're trying to find out what kind of fighter you're going to be.
Exactly.
This has now been set up. He's been identified by Dana White as a possible star. You've been given a track that's probably going to be fighters you can handle for the first 3, 4, 5 fights, like we were talking about, before a title fight.
Yep.
And so it's been, and you feel a pressure now as a result of that, right? You've sort of been crowned as maybe the next guy, and so I don't want to lose. And so going out there and throwing maybe the way, you know, being a little less reckless, being a little bit more careful, maybe that comes from now there's more to lose because you could be the next star.
Yes.
And so whether it was that, whether it was just he was not the same. And again, I was telling John early, don't write off Danny Barlow as a star.
Right.
Again, remember, he's coming back from a broken bone and trying to fight again with it, trying to get comfortable again. he could have lost the fight. He left it up to the judges, but it's good he got through. You'll still get the same setup because in the end, all that matters to the UFC at this point is that you've got that O on the right side, yeah. on the losses side.
Right.
You can still continue your trek and your trajectory, and hopefully he'll look more like himself the next fight.
Yeah, again, Danny's got immense talent. You know, you could just see that, right?
Like I thought it was much mental than it was, that it might have been more mental than it was anything physical, you know. Am I healed? You know, can I go as, you know, as hard as I once did? Can I do this? You know, I got more to lose now. Thought all of that could have played into how unaggressive he was.
Yes, yes. I mean,
but you'll take the dub.
Yeah, it's one of those things where style points do matter when you're starting out, and less so the more established that you get. But, you know, really and truly, he's going to have other chances. He's going to have more opportunities. He's going to continue to get fights like that. I mean, the Veritenikov guy didn't even know where the damn ring was, where the octagon was. He comes out, he goes the wrong damn direction. Okay, this should have been an absolute ass-kicking, and it was not. Now, again, we're all rooting for Danny.
Yep.
We love Danny on this show. We are, you know, we had him on, and I think he's still a star.
Well, we should support him. I mean, apparently, and Brian Hall, his trainer, said it afterwards, like, they don't feel like they get enough love here in Memphis. They feel like they get, and that should not be the case. Danny is worth his story, everything else coming out of Westwood. His story is one worth holding up, and he's, you know, so far has shown, like, he wants to get more young folks involved. And MMA, he wants to bring them along. What John's talked about, he wants to fight out of Memphis because that's important to him. Don't want to have to go to another camp. And, you know, doing that out of Brian Hall School, helping grow that, it's important to him. And that's a guy you should raise up. So if they're not feeling supported in their own hometown, that's on us. But, yes, in terms of stardom and raising to the highest of heights in the UFC and taking this thing national like we all want him to, he's going to have more exciting fights against that level of competition. Again, hopefully that's just sort of a speed bump on the way to that.
Yes.
On the way to start.
Exactly right. So, look, good day for Danny Barlow. Could have been better, but a win is a win is a win. And, you know, listen, maybe he's got the arm thing that's still bothering him. You know, we don't know. But he will continue to get booked in UFC, and, you know, that means his star has a chance to continue to rise. So we are certainly rooting for that for left hand to God.
Next story.
All right, AP college football poll's up.
Yes,
and
sir.
I don't like it. I don't like it in terms of where they've got Memphis. We'll get to that in a minute. At the top, as you would expect, just like in the coaches poll that we discussed, what was that, last week, Georgia, number one, had 46 first-place votes. Among the others that had first-place votes, Ohio State at number two with 15 to Georgia's 46, and then Oregon got one first-place vote. They are third there in the SEC. Second-best team, at least according to preseason prognosticators, going to be Texas. They're at four, Alabama five. We'll go through the top 10. Ole Miss, a lot of eyes on them this year in terms of making the college football playoff, and can they unseat a Texas or even go a little bit higher than that? We'll see, but Ole Miss there at six, Notre Dame now seven, Penn State eight, Michigan nine, Florida State, who Memphis will face this season, number 10. So that looks not, I mean, Florida State was number 10 in the coaches' poll, so pretty similar to what we saw in the coaches' poll there on that top 10. In terms of Tennessee, now we got a ton of Vols fans, SEC folks, they're 15th in the AP poll. What were they in the coaches? They were 15th as well in the coaches' poll. And then moving on down, you have got Memphis not faring as well as it did in the coaches' poll. They are behind. We said how Memphis was the highest-ranked group of five in the coaches' poll, sitting at about 30. Obviously, in others receiving votes, but you'd count down, they're about 30. Here in the AP poll, you've got Boise State at what would be 28 in others receiving votes. Then you've got Liberty, 29, 30, 31 at 32 points. And then on down the way, Washington, West Virginia, and then Memphis with 16 points in terms of those accumulation of votes. So not nearly as much love in the AP poll. And thing, I guess my first takeaway would be the thing we liked about the coaches' poll was that Memphis essentially starting on the same ground, at least perception-wise, with its group of five peers – that will be contenders for this spot right there with Boise State, who was behind them and actually 14 points behind them in the coaches' poll. And then you had Liberty, who we all say, even if they go undefeated this year, shouldn't be, frankly, be considered because they're not playing anyone. You had Liberty way behind. But in this one, you've got Boise State significantly ahead of Memphis as well as Liberty. And so at least from the AP standpoint, the media standpoint, Memphis not the group of five favorite. They've got Boise State clearly there and maybe not as level of a playing field, which it should be.
Right.
Because, frankly, Boise State and Memphis, their schedules almost line up similarly in the way that they've both got that big out-of-conference opponent. Boise State's got Oregon. Memphis has got Florida State, so you're both top 10 in that category. And then, you know, with the conference schedule, which at one time, you know, John and I looked at and said, well, this thing, you got to go undefeated. It's easy, yeah, but it's tricky. It's a little bit tricky in that your three toughest are on the road. And actually, from what I've read, it says that Memphis would might get more credit for its conference schedule if it could run that than Boise State would for what's in the Mountain West. Mm-hmm. And so you'd like to see it a little bit more even there in terms of takeoff from perception. Again, and it's perception, but perception ends up, it does matter to these voters and in terms of getting that group of five spot. So we'll see, but yeah, not as much love as the way I would bottom line it for Memphis in the AP poll as we saw in the coaches poll, but still essentially in about the same spot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't really expect a whole bunch from the AP. You know, I never do.
I thought they'd make them the highest ranked group of five like the coaches did.
Right.
But I mean, they have Liberty ahead of them, man. Come on, that's disrespectful.
It is. Although,
with what they've got back?
I think the reason is, I mean, you know, dude, AP voters are pretty predictable creatures. Liberty was in that New Year's Day game with Oregon a year ago, and yeah, they're bringing back pretty much everybody. So, you know, I think that's the logic. And they're playing a crappy conference, worse than the one Memphis is in, so they should really go undefeated. So from that regard, and in that regard, I understand it. Now, you need to get over it.
No, I'm banking on it. I'm banking on it because they are going to go undefeated, and we're going to need that selection committee to hold them, to keep them out. Again, to pick a one-loss Memphis or a one-loss Boise State over them.
Right.
I don't think that's asking. And in fact, Dinich thinks it's a no-brainer.
Right.
That's going to happen based on, you know, the way they got absolutely murked in their bowl game. What was that, Cotton?
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, I'm counting now. Is it 26?
It was one of those. It was one of those.
1, 3, 2, 3. Their 34th Memphis is, if you're counting down and the others receiving votes in the AP poll, whereas they were 30th.
You talking about the Oregon Liberty game?
Yes.
That was the Fiesta Bowl.
Fiesta, my bad. Yeah.
But it was a New Year's Day game.
It was a debacle, is what it was.
Well,
and that's
the
part of it I do remember.
I mean, Brad would say so was Memphis against Penn State. So now I will say this.
Oh, we were more competitive.
Yeah,
we were way more competitive than Liberty was last year.
No question.
And our New Year's
45-6.
Yeah.
Penn State, Memphis.
What was that,
like,
score? It wasn't that bad.
Like
it wasn't 49, that bad.
49-21 or something.
Yeah. Come on, man, with that ding. Come on, man.
Let's go, Memphis!
53-39.
It's very competitive.
Two-touchdown game?
Two-touchdown game, Brad.
Damn, we almost won that son of a gun.
Led them after a quarter.
And none like, what did it say, 45-6?
It was 35-23 at the half. It was 45-20. I don't know. I can't count.
Not even close.
Not close.
In terms of competitiveness.
Not close.
Yes. Brady White had 453 yards. No, it is not close. That was not a disaster for Memphis. I will agree with
right.
that.
Right. That's going to be held against you so much the next season. It's going to cost you.
The way
this will cost Liberty.
Yes. They absolutely.
And they go undefeated again, but it doesn't matter.
Yes. There's
hopefully.
Yes, agree with that totally.
Because again, they played no one again this year.
Correct.
Do not reward that.
Correct. And so anyway, I you have to go show it. That's the bottom line. Go show it, and the AP will come. But I just think they're giving it, you know, go prove it to us first before we give you anything.
That's fine.
Just based on, you know.
That's fine. The proving will start on August 31st.
You see the schedule. You look at it.
The proving will start on August 31st. And I don't.
Why don't we start talking about teams that have a real chance to win the title? I mean, you know, with all due respect to Memphis, they can't win a championship. So why? They can't. So why are we talking about Memphis all the time? Let's talk about the real contenders.
This is our most anticipated season ever because we can make college football play. You don't just sit it to the side like it's some kind of.
I mean, I understand, but.
Like it's the green beans.
We're a long way away.
And then talking about Georgia again around here is the
Ohio State
is the turkey or the ham.
Yeah, I mean,
stop. Around here,
dude,
that is
there
Memphis.
Are two holes in the stadium.
How the hell are we going to play in that thing? Now I am starting to think you might be right.
It's going to be a mess.
There must be nothing on that side.
There's nothing on that side
because something will fall.
But
on
like, me. But yeah, I mean. We get some of that. We get that Hurricane Elvis.
The windows are blown out. Yes, they're going to keep us away from.
Bro, they calling it the Liberty Hole.
Press Box Island.
That's what they're calling it. The Liberty Hole.
It is strange to look at.
I don't like it.
We'll be out there in 3 weeks.
I mean,
do we have that many days? It's really less than that.
I ain't going to lie to you. I know it's for a good cause. I know it's for a good cause, but it feels ratchet. With the whole.
It does not feel ratchet.
Yes, it does.
It's progress. How do you think the FedEx Forum is going to look when you're in it and they're doing it at mid-season?
They're going to have a hole in the damn thing.
You might say it feels ratchet because it's opened up though. Okay. There's going to be tarps and
progress,
everything else over part of it.
Progress is
part of
it's painful.
Bro.
I get it. But why couldn't we have, you had February to August, like you can't get that all taken care of
we had to raise the money first to get through the phases. That part is true. They had to get to a certain amount before they could move forward with the phases.
Okay, but like you don't think
No, I would have done it during the Showboats game. I'd have ripped it all out while the Showboats are playing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
How about
Showboats? Have we talked about that? There's some real question there. We'll get to that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Have you seen some people have stepped away?
Let me ask you this. Is there any problem?
Might be the last time we hear that.
Is there any problem in just waiting until December after the season is over and starting then and going until August and getting all that taken care of in 8 months? So you don't start until after this season, and yeah, it pushes your timeline back a little bit, but...
Yeah, we can't have the timeline pushed back anymore.
Who cares?
That's just the way I would
answer
that.
Dude, the Big 12 is not sitting here blowing you up
Initially,
if you get
we
this done in 2025, maybe you win.
Initially, we were trying to get it done in 2025, right? And now it's closer to 2026. I might be a little off there. And so if you push back again, when are you talking about finishing then?
Just a little bit.
That's not a little bit, you're pushing back till after the season.
Because like I assume that if you have December August, you could get all that done. I just think
hot damn what North Alabama think. Who cares? So you go in there a little bit, or
what Riley thinks, or what your daughter thinks.
As long as nothing falls on her, as long as they're winning, you're not going to give a damn about the holes in the stadium.
There's a hole in the stadium. There's two holes in the stadium. It's a vast wasteland.
I know that's why I don't understand the whole Liberty hole because it's two sections taken out.
We in the Liberty hole. Walk down to crawl down.
You need to put some more respect on.
Man, that stadium deserves literally zero respect right now.
But it's coming.
I know, bro. I would have pushed it back.
I'm excited about it.
I would have pushed it back out of season.
I'm willing to be a little uncomfortable for progress. That's what I'm saying.
But you think
I am about that.
It's just going to look so bad during the game. It's going to look bad. It's going to look bad.
It's going to be tarped up, dude. You're not even going to see it.
All right, if that's the plan,
I'm assuming so. They're not going to let the cement fall on you.
I'll be all right. I would hate to be the person like on the edge.
And again, the other side's fine.
There's some liability. You know what I'm saying? If Bubba, falls over on the side, that's a long fall.
They're not going to put you on the edge where they just busted it out, fool.
So nobody's sitting on that side at all.
I'm guessing no one is sitting on that side. But if they are, they're not fool enough to put it at the end of the section where the concrete falls off.
Yeah, you got a lot of old people, man. That might the sphere. It's all the same,
I just wonder, the folks that had their seats in some of those places, they already know. They've already been, I'm assuming, they've been updated. But where do your seats go? How does that correlate to where you were on this side?
Right.
Especially if it's in two of those gaps that are gone now.
Right. People will not like it.
But they worked that out.
People will not like
it. Dude, we're going to be fine if they're winning. You're not hearing the big picture. The big picture is if you're winning, we're going to be just fine with going there with just the 28 or 30 or whatever it is.
Right.
You will be.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I enjoy it. And I don't feel like there would have been a lot of harm in waiting. And if it's going to take 2 years, because you can't work on it while they're in season anyway.
Now, you wanted all this time, what, you want to say that you think Georgia's going to win? Like, we really... You wanted to put the Memphis stuff on hold just for that?
No, I'll give you some more takes.
Okay, I would hope you're a little bit more creative than that, as fast as you want to push Memphis to the side.
I think Michigan is going to finish way lower than 9. Not a big fan of
who is it?
What's the dude's name? It's got a weird last name. I can't remember it.
Not JJ. That's his name.
Oh, man, what's the dude's name? He's a mobile quarterback.
They still got the running back.
It's going to bother me.
They still got the running back?
Yeah, Donovan Edwards. Yeah. He's still there. Man, it's going to... Who the... Orgy.
That shouldn't even have said it.
That's his name. It's O-R-J-I. There's no other way to pronounce it.
Orgy.
Nah, bro. Orgy. No, bro.
It could be the right pronunciation. We don't know.
I think it's probably, I would say 99.9%. Like, it's Alex Orgy. I mean, I that has nothing to do with his last name. I just don't think he's going to be very good for them.
Why you just couldn't say the quarterback replacing JJ is not going to be
very good? Because he has a name.
Because you wanted to go there.
I just, that's his name. I think Florida State is going to have a big drop-off post-Jordan Travis.
No.
Yes, bro.
Big at least don't have it before Memphis gets down there. And they won't, will they? You don't have your
No, it's only the second week. I'm just saying, like, once they get the ACC play, I think they'll get snug up on. Let's see. Who else? I'm low on LSU.
Ain't but one to sneak up on.
Low on LSU with Nussmeier. Don't necessarily believe it. I think Miami actually has a chance at 19 to play their way into the top 10. A&M maybe could play their way into the top 10. Low on Oklahoma at 16. Low on USC at 23. Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at. I think there's some spots in the top 10 that are up for grabs, and I think you'll see some drop offs. Like,
what about Ole Miss?
I mean, Ole Miss should be freaking awesome, bro.
Are they going to be the second best team in the SEC?
No. They won't be better than Texas. They won't be. I don't know that they'll be better than Alabama. I mean, I think they probably are playing for third in the SEC, but that's good. That's good.
Of course it is.
That's great for Ole Miss. I mean, this is probably, in terms of their chance, I mean, with Dart and everybody coming back, I mean, this is probably their best go at it under Lane. I just want to see it defensively with them. That's what I want to see. Like, I know that Lane is going to have an offense. That's never a doubt. Doesn't matter who it is. I just need to see this defense just, like, make plays, be disciplined, you know, and actually be a point of pride for them. That's what I would like to see. Missouri at 11. Missouri's going to be pretty good. I mean, they're bringing back, you know, Luther Burden, the QB. I mean, they got the win against Ohio State there in the bowl game. They got some momentum. What's my man's name? Drinkwitz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, the SEC, can you believe it? Just absolutely loaded.
Eli turned it around there. I had my doubts on him before last year.
Remember that? That makes me really think about that old viral video of the battle rap at the high school. Remember Eli?
Mm-mm.
You got it. You know you remember that.
No, I don't remember.
Rosie O'Donnell at her bisexual bridal shower.
No, bro.
You don't remember Eli, bro? I mean, who do I do a show with? I mean, you must be 59 years old.
Orgy.
That's how you say his name. That was straight from Jim Harbaugh.
Orgy.
That is a clip. That's an AI clip of Jim Harbaugh saying his name. You want
Orgy.
You may say he's...
Is that from the roster?
I went how to pronounce his name, and it brought up the simulation.
That's an AI thing.
You say his name is Alex Orhi.
Orgy.
Debauchery.
Mm.
Yeah. Alex Orhi. Over here.
I don't.
Be comfortable.
How can you be? The announcers won't be. The fans probably will have a field day with it.
Yeah, y'all loved Michael Penix, didn't you?
And the opposing team's fans will have a field day with it.
What would Noah,
it is pretty fun.
What would Noah Eagle say? And it's an orgy in the end zone!
Y'all some little kids done moved from Penix to orgy.
That's what
some little children.
That's what they would say.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty super fun.
It is. It is.
Nope, Jake. Even Jake could tell y'all grew up.
Can you be imagine being a backup Penix?
Penix.
You're not even a starting Penix.
Penix. It's Penix. That was who.
Penix.
Who was it? Desmond Howard was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
He said big Penix energy. It's Penix. You can't change the pronunciation.
Yeah.
If the pronunciation was Penix, it's funny. But you can, phonetically, you are not allowed to alter the pronunciation of the name. Now, I believe with every fiber of my being that his name is Alex Orgy. So, if Michigan has it their way, there will be a lot of orgy in the end zone. That is a fact. But you clearly just can't handle it.
I'm just not going to play with y'all like that.
You just can't. But yeah, Liberty ahead of Memphis in the AP poll. That's Jason's biggest. That is.
I'm sorry. That I didn't mean.
We know how to pronounce penis, Brad.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean,
is Chris producing?
I'm sorry about that. My bad.
We know how to.
Are y'all grown men?
I hit the wrong button.
I did not approve that.
That was me.
Orgy, yes. Penis, we know how to pronounce that.
Oh, that was my fault.
You know, I think we're all adults here.
I was trying for Michael Penix.
I'm questioning that.
I hit the wrong button.
I think that was an unnecessary roughness, 15-yard penalty.
I'm sorry.
Repeat first down.
I didn't mean to do that.
Listen, SEC football, college football is nigh. Jason will be right there. He'll be. Which hole will you be in? Will you be in the left, man, or the right hole?
You can't. You're trying to end my story again.
I just want to get a gauge.
This was my story about the AP poll.
I just want to get a gauge.
You took.
The AP hole. I just want to get a gauge
from me.
That I hold from you. I just want to get a gauge of which one you'll be standing in when the game kicks off.
Oh, I won't be in either. Again, I'm away from any potential falling cement.
I will be interested.
But I'm sure they know. They don't want any lawsuits. They will have that cordoned off. You will not be able to get close to that.
Right. People will get mad at me that I'm saying this.
They will. Like, you shouldn't mess. This is going to be weird enough in terms of the change over there. You adding any fear or anything is.
It's not fear.
We don't need it, bro.
It's not fear as much as it is like.
The winds themselves will draw.
Right.
We'll figure out the rest.
It's more like skepticism that it's going to look good. It's just not going to look good. And I just wonder logistically.
You're saying not going to look good while it's being done.
Correct. Could you have not done it from December to August to make the game day experience a little better? That's all. I don't know. I honestly don't know that.
I think they had the money. Like I said, they.
Well, I'm saying start about, after this season. Start in December
then
of this
you're talking
year.
About pushing the timeline too far down is my off-top pushback
months,
on that.
Right? I mean, because that's all you're losing is the 4 months. So, I mean, and maybe it's harder. But, like, again, I've never built anything. So maybe it's something like it's harder to do in the winter because of conditions and things like which is fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ignorant to that. And if that is true, then I will cede that point. But I just feel like from a game day, I want the best possible game day experience. I went to 3 or 4 games last year, and I loved it. I love looking around, seeing 60,000 strong, and I'm not going to see that this year.
You didn't see nothing close to that.
Yes, I did. I had all the I felt it. I felt it. Maybe they couldn't be there in person, but it was 60,000 in spirit, Memphis football fans around the world.
I remember being at the SMU game, which was a big one.
Yeah.
And it was 10 minutes before kickoff, and that joker felt empty.
Well, that's because
you
spent the whole week.
So what the hell are you talking about?
You spent the whole week.
Now, what I will say is, wow, late arriving, and it filled in right beforehand.
Well said.
A lot of them had been on Tiger Lane, but bro, let me tell you something. We were nowhere near 60,000. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. You could cut the thing off. Cut it off at 30. That's what most college football programs are working with.
Right.
And you'd be just fine. You weren't looking around seeing 60, so you ain't going to miss 60 this year.
I felt 60, and I know I won't feel 60 this year. I know I won't because it's
impossible. When a wrecking ball comes right during the game.
Yo, you love it. You just want to do it like Batman.
I don't care as long as it doesn't hit me.
It's like you are okay with the field caving in like the Dark Knight as long as you get your new stadium.
What I'm pushing back on, and you've done this now for 2 weeks, and you wrote this, is the idea that our game day experience with this Tiger football team that has a shot at the college football playoff is going to be disappointing because of this. We're not going to care if they're winning. We won't care. What tunnel I go in now? Oh, okay, I'm on the way. I mean, where's Seth? Let me see him where from my new seat. I mean, that's the most people are going to have. Yeah, maybe you got a different parking spot. So what? It'd be different if you were going into a dog year.
Right.
You've extended Silverfield off a 5-win season, 6-win season, and anybody excited about it anyway? But we're excited. We're going to be happy to drive up, and we'll be happy with whatever adjustments.
Well, clearly,
guys, tell me, I look around Simmons Bay.
I feel it. I feel
and
it.
And I love it. I just nobody looked around that old ass stadium and said,
"I disagree with that.
I love this.
I reject that,
and I want to keep it whole for as long as possible."
No, I do. I mean, I don't want to
just
play.
Until the off season. Dude. When I'm done with the facility,
that's right.
Then you can go in there
that's
and wreck
right.
it. And if I'm coming back, I need you done.
Pause.
With your stop.
Pause.
Do you know what you sound
that was
like
good.
Now?
That was
yeah.
good.
When I'm in the facility, pause. When I'm done,
they will pause for
resume
during the game.
Yeah. And then for the showboats, you want to, that's, I mean, I think you can actually add an element of fun to the games if you have like a swinging wrecking ball in the field so the players have to dodge.
Yeah.
Right? Like, whoop! You know, there
it is. Fun.
Whoop! You hear like Berman, whoop! Like, he dodged it this time on the 30-yard run.
You're making it sound like we're just racking.
Rumbling,
you're
bumbling, like, stumbling.
This is pretty
like
standard,
we're second
though.
Or third. That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I mean, Vandy
standard.
Did it
we're
last
not
year.
Second or third world.
Vandy had to do this.
Yeah,
they did
Mississippi
it during,
State
they
did
got
it with
made
the bowl.
Fun of a little bit, but
Vandy
it's a part of progress.
Doesn't matter. Vandy doesn't matter.
You have to do it while you're still playing the games. The Grizzlies will be doing the same thing.
So what's your slogan for the season? Progress is pain. That's what you're saying.
Time for pause? Time to pause?
No, it's time. They're not pausing.
Beware of fallen rock.
Yeah, debris.
Somebody sent me a video of, like, I don't know where it was. I think it was at, like, a Miami FC game or something. Somebody hanging off the balcony. That's going to be somebody at Simmons Bank hanging off the side of the damn
Again, I don't think they're going to let your crazy tail get close to that stuff.
I don't want
to
climb it.
Because it would be your kind of type that would try to jump off.
I have a question.
Or your kids.
To Jason's point, why are they putting 50,000 seats in this thing?
They already have 50,000. They're reducing it, right?
It's being reduced.
No, yeah. But why not go further? Like, cut that joker to 35, 40 and fill it out, for God's sakes. You're not filling 50 even.
Yeah, I mean,
cut more and then even the joker out.
Well, it's just too big. I mean, even if you cut it, you just have a whole side of it.
We've just proven that it's pretty easy to cut into the thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, you have ambition that someday it won't be.
Bless y'all's heart,
40,
but that 000. Is I think even big programs like the SEC are wanting to cut. I mean, Texas built their new basketball stadium at 10,000, you know, Big 12 teams, 35,000, BYU 40, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Look, I'm not privy to those discussions. I wish I was. I just feel like you probably can't add seats back. Once you take them out, you can't add them back.
It's just better to pack out than to fill out, you know.
But I mean, if you have a 50,000 seat stadium and 35 to 38 are filled, it's going to look really good. It's not going to look bad. It's when you have 63,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know, it's just that's the part that
you
got to fix.
There, John.
And so I would 50,000 feels, you know, I don't, is that the actual number, Jason? Is it gonna be 50?
I'm not sure.
That
what
sounds
the
right.
New
52, I think, is what maybe it is.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Liberty Stadium. Let me look at the new.
I want to make sure we're not making that up, are we? They are reducing seats.
I don't know the reduced capacity once done. I know that it's what 30, 32 for during renovations, but I do not know the number off the top of my head.
Yeah.
For once it's done.
I mean, I
should be easily findable, right? We've reported.
During construction, 32, it looks like.
That's during construction.
It says will be approximately 50,000.
When it's done.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, Brad's got a fair point.
Yeah.
But how much more are you spending to chop out more to get seats down? It might not be, probably not worth it, you know, in terms of dollars and cents. All that said, John's right. You get 35, 38, and a 50. It looks good.
That's
you've got the capacity to go. You know, the Liberty Bowl folks love, and the Southern Heritage folks love that you're still at 50
right.
Because they will fill that up.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of meets both sides.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Because they would not have been happy about a bowl.
Right.
And they're now tenants. They're your tenants.
And
you have control of it now.
to that point, you also have the Liberty Bowl, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
That's
which
what I'm talking about. Liberty Bowl and Southern Heritage Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, that's it, you know.
But still, that's two tenants of yours now that you want to keep happy because you now have control of the stadium. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
So you want as large a stadium for them and a crowd for them as possible. You keep them happy. You keep them coming back for you.
Yeah.
Do you like the idea of a live wrecking ball in the middle of the Showboats game?
Yeah, if we're going to bring them back.
Yeah. Like, you have to. If you can dodge a wrecking ball, you can dodge a dodgeball.
Those guys' efforts, Papali's effort, you know?
He's the only one.
He's the one I saw in the zone every week. But as far as DiPilippo, he stepped away.
He's gone.
I think the GM is done.
Who's the GM?
They clean house, huh?
Asking me the GM's name?
So you just know he stepped away?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That news is out there, bro.
So who is the GM?
So,
are they going to hire somebody like a fan for that job?
And then I think they've announced that they're going to wait on tickets for next year in terms of unrolling them until they know what Memphis does, in terms of the University of Memphis.
Dennis Polian.
Until they see what happens there.
He's going back to insurance.
He'd rather sell insurance than do another year with this.
Oh yeah,
with this setup. You understand?
I mean,
and so what I'm looking at now is I'm wondering whether they're back. They were guaranteeing that they'd be back, but are we really coming back?
I don't know, brother. I mean, that.
Remember, we had worst attendance in the league. The league was not happy. Daryl Johnson, Moose, and all them—they were not happy. you know, with what they saw in Memphis.
The product sucks. The team sucks.
It's not our fault. We said it. Showboats gave us bad product for 2 years.
Yeah. You know? I mean, so I just...
And they're out of Arlington, for God's sakes, in a town
Arlington,
that loves
yeah,
us.
Exactly,
yes,
right.
Arlington.
So, I mean...
Yeah, not Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and cry for the UFL.
No,
I appreciate the Rock launching it and giving Memphis a shot, you know, letting Memphis continue to have a shot, but this is just not a successful experiment.
How many markets are working? St. Louis works. Birmingham, it sounds like, is working.
The teams that have nothing else.
That's it.
The cities that have nothing else.
That's it. Nobody else is really successful with this.
Yeah, like, obviously, you know, if you're in Memphis, you go to Tiger football games, you go to Grizzlies games, you go to Memphis Tiger basketball games.
We got a lot
right?
of options.
We have other things.
Yeah.
You know, St. Louis has the Cardinals, but nothing for football, and they love football.
And they're trying
in
to
St.
stick
Louis.
It to Kroenke yeah. by showing out yeah. for these games.
You know, I don't know off the top of my head where else is successful, but...
I think we listed it.
I don't think there are many. And so, yeah, I would definitely, you know, I don't I'm sorry to the three Memphis Showboats fans, but the whole thing was a disaster from the beginning. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
That's fair.
I mean, they did the logo. You didn't embrace the retro
yeah,
part
you
of
didn't
it.
Go retro. What the hell?
You told us that with the Rock behind it, this would be real.
I did not guarantee
yes,
Memphis
you
Showboat
said,
success.
You said
I
with
did
the
not.
Rock behind the
I
lead.
I did not.
Once we got on with the Rock, we were good.
I did not think that for the Showboats. The league, maybe, but not the Showboats. I mean, the Showboats.
But I mean, that's the league we're in.
No, but the Rock didn't make that decision. They were USFL first, and the USFL.
But they decided to combine with this mess.
They had no choice because both were failing, and so you might as well just like take the best.
Well,
from
then
each.
That still goes back to the point.
Well, I'm just saying though, but you can't.
That it was always going to be hot garbage.
Memphis Showboats ruined their chance to have any momentum when they did not embrace the old logo and the old colors and the old nostalgia. Nostalgia is at least going to give you a chance out of the gate. You know, then you come up with this, you know, stupid logo that's navy and yellow, and it's just like, I understand it's a new era, but like we missed those times and those teams. Reggie White, orange and white.
You were not even born.
Doesn't matter, bro.
Look,
I hear about it when I walk around the street. They stop me and say the Memphis Showboats. Donald Trump.
There did used to be 50. What? Don't know. Ain't nobody screaming Trump and Showboats in the same sentence.
That's what they say.
You're just at the MAGA meetings.
That's what
and
they
they're
say.
Saying. Trump.
Kamala won't debate him. That's what they're saying. But
oh, it's no, coming.
In all seriousness, you know, I do believe the launch of the Showboats. Was a miss.
Thank you, bro.
It was a miss. So, and once you lose that,
I guarantee
it's
you
hard to get it
even,
back.
Even having the old Showboat shirts wouldn't
no,
save this mess.
It wouldn't have.
Because you're still giving us bad football.
You at least have the nostalgia going back for you for a second.
And in the bigger part of this conversation, you know it to be true. We are not a semi-pro city anymore.
No, we are not.
A major league city. And
amen.
We don't have to prove it to anybody because we're not trying to draw teams anymore like we did back in the Showboats days when we had 50,000. Memphis is different now. It's not going to support some losing semi-pro franchise, period.
I agree with that in all.
We got freaking Ja Morant.
Entirety. Man.
You know?
Yeah, like it's just like that was cool for us in the 80s
mm-hmm.
when we had nothing else.
We're trying to prove to the rest of the country why we should be a major league city.
And we've stopped doing that. We don't feel the need to do that anymore.
And rightfully so.
Give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else
there
that
you
is
go.
On that journey.
Yeah,
you
reward
know?
Some other city that actually try to get behind it.
Yeah, like,
I mean, if
know,
it's a reward.
I don't know, Virginia? I don't know. So go,
the whole thing is dead. And what we should have stuck to was what your initial point has always been, that spring football will never work. Now, I've pushed back on that.
You have pushed back
in the day, saying there is some. Oh, I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any form of it.
We've gone through like three leagues now.
And you've had your Rock try and everybody else. We've tried everything we could.
I was thinking about this the other day.
That's the conversation.
I was thinking about this.
I think that's a fair combo.
The drop off.
There's only a couple cities.
No.
The drop off from NFL to semi pro, right?
Facts.
Is. Probably
you lose
two
everybody.
Or three times more drastic than the drop off from NBA to an equal, right?
It's crazy.
Like I would rather watch TBT 10 times out of 10 than I would the UFL. Not even close. Not even close. You know, and because at the end of the
day,
it'd
be more like G League, though, right?
Well, whatever. Yeah, I mean, you pick.
TBT going to have folks spitting and all that, so we have to set them to the side.
Well, let's take Summer League.
You're watching that. But it'd be like G League, though. Right?
I mean, Summer League.
They blow these dudes out of the water.
Yeah, dude. I mean, basketball.
But I would go back. We don't watch G League, do you?
I'm saying I would rather watch G League than USFL. That's what I would say.
I thought we said that the first couple of weeks ratings were decent, though.
I mean, people will watch football, but then they'll be like, oh, this sucks.
No, I'm with you. I don't
because
like it. I don't watch it.
Play is bad.
But is it on level with G League?
Well, I mean, so yes, it is on level. But for me, on an if you say, okay, you got 2 hours, you have to watch one or the other.
Yes.
I'm watching G League.
I think that's perfectly fine.
I'm watching G League. Because at least somebody in the G League has a chance to be on an NBA roster, right? Whereas the skilled discrepancy with quarterback play in the UFL is
it was awful,
monstrous. And honestly, any other player, receivers, DBs, D line,
there were a couple, yeah. But, I mean, like you said, the quarterback play though,
it's just bad,
just really bad.
Because if those guys were good enough, they would be getting, because it's such a hard position to identify. You would get a shot with somebody in a practice squad, an OTA, and a something. You know, now there was a guy, Luis Perez. Well, there was two.
What that quarterback that was cutting everybody up? Well, who's your two guys?
There was Adrian Martinez, who was playing with the Jets this weekend and led him to a win from the UFL.
Is that the QB?
He's a QB.
Yes, that's the one. That was just running and passing threat. He
and
was
then
the best
there was
player in the
Luis
league.
Perez, who was also in the UFL, was played for the Chargers this weekend and honestly looked like the best quarterback in the room. But it still doesn't make the product compelling. Like, these guys going off to the NFL after the fact does not make the product compelling to me, or getting a shot after the fact. Like, it doesn't do it for me. Maybe that's just because, you know, basketball skills translate a little bit better and you don't notice the difference as much in game. But I don't care what gimmicks you do with it. You can do the coaches talk, you can do the officials talk, the mic'd up. It's just not it.
No, it's not. We tried.
They can play in the holes. That's where they need to play next season. Like, you can just, like, paint the dirt green. Hike. And there you go. With whoever our coach and GM is.
We appreciate you, Papali.
Who's our who should we hire for head coach? You know we're going to hire some also ran. We're going to hire the same dude we always
have. I don't want to put that on anybody, to be honest with you. It's like, you know, giving it to JB and then y'all just going to fire him.
It's painful.
It's going to be over. And what chance does he really have? Exactly. So I don't want to give it to a good man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you want to give it to a bad man. You want to give it to a bad person.
As punishment.
Yeah. Who's a bad person? Who should?
Well, everybody down 201, you just.
Oh, you want to free him and let him coach the damn showboats?
I'm just saying. The bad people, because that's not a fun.
Yeah, no, that's actually, it's like a work release program.
Right.
It's like
right.
You get, instead of being out on bail, you got to go coach the showboats.
Yep.
And you got to go to Arlington. You know what I'm saying? You got to go.
I don't know about letting them get all the way.
Oh,
to
yeah,
Arlington.
They're flight risk. Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah. All right. So if the crime.
We can get them down central, though.
Right. If the crime is serious enough, you must be the head coach of the showboat.
Come up with offense.
That's right. Now, I think, you want to talk about fixing crime in Memphis. That's cleaning up the streets, because nobody wants that job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just telling you right now, you're going to see stolen cars go way down, thefts go way down.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Young will get all the credit, but it's really our program, you know? So we got to figure out a clever name for it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be on that.
Of this work release program?
Yeah.
The showboats?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to come up with a...
I think we can do that.
Show cause, showboats, show... there's something there.
We'll do it, and we'll pass it up the ladder here.
Work release program.
Straight to Paul.
Yeah.
Crime seems to be better, is it not? Are we getting better?
That's what the numbers say.
Jason's going to have to pull up the PowerPoint. Maybe he'll give it to Paul Young and Respect Burgers. I'm not sure. Crime is down in Memphis.
Respect.
Hallelujah.
According to Brad and Jeff.
What? I said the graph. I get those
hallelujah
emails.
Hallelujah anyway.
The
isn't
graphics.
That it? Hallelujah anyway.
Hallelujah anyhow.
Anyhow. Sorry.
Close enough, though. Yeah. Close enough.
Hallelujah anyhow. That's my offense.
Well, I'll play that coming back.
That's what I would call my offense with the showboats. It's the hallelujah anyhow offense. We'll come back with Respect Burger. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turner Family, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.